the Grammys are tonight. Singer-songwriter Noah Kahan has been nominated for Best New Artist. He used to strum his guitar in a gazebo in rural Vermont, and now he plays to sold-out arenas. He can hardly believe his success.
It's like a combination of like feeling like you're in a dream and feeling like you're finally living your dream. And you also wonder if they're there for the wrong person. You're like, am I opening up or am I like supposed to be here right now? And you see all these people here for you and you know they can't all be from Vermont.
That's the thing. Noah Kahan has made people all around the world care about his home state. Like with his latest album, Stick Season. His latest album, Stick Season, is named after a very Vermont concept.
Stick season is a term that I heard like older neighbors in Vermont and New Hampshire use to describe the time of year between like late October and the first snow. So like all the leaves have gone, foliage is over in Vermont, which is obviously a beautiful time. And it's kind of this, you know, transitional time. It's a little bit depressing. It's usually gray outside. You know, you can't go play soccer. You can't, you know, do too much hiking because it's pretty cold, and you also can't go skiing, so it's kind of this time of year where they're just in between. And I wanted to frame this time period as a relationship, like being in between a love, losing love, and on to the next thing, and that kind of spot where you're figuring out who you are and how to reconcile, you know, what's just ended with what's to come.
You sing about kind of this place that's freezing and doesn't get a lot of sunlight. You know, a lot of popular music today kind of feels placeless. Like, it could come from anywhere. And it kind of feels like the music that you're making is the opposite. It's so rooted in place.
Absolutely. I spent a lot of my career making, you know, more anthemic pop music, hugely relatable, applicable to anyone's lives. But I eventually started to feel like I was no longer connecting to anything. I was just trying to be as universal as possible. And in doing so, I lost the specificity of, you know, my feelings and my life and my interpretation of where I was in life and what I wanted to get out of songwriting. You know, living in Vermont, growing up there, I feel like I wanted to explore a sense of specificity.
Yeah, like street names and like these things that feel so like normal when it's your life.
Yeah.
How have things been, well, love, now that you mention it? My folks still talk, they speak in these two-word sentences.
You wrote this album during the pandemic back in Vermont. Can you tell me about that experience and kind of what was happening in your life? There's like some family dynamics, and I feel like that kind of comes out in the album too, of kind of like actually not just specificity of place, but specificity of like what you were going through and your parents' divorce and kind of like what that means as an adult and not a kid, like all that transition.
Totally. It was this thing with my parents. I felt like I was a kid still, so I was like so hurt by it, and then I would like revert back into my mature 21, 22-year-old brain, like, you know, they're people too. And it was having to kind of force myself to let go of this idea of like, but I want mommy and daddy to be together. This idea of a perfect family or a perfect life and having to, you know, adjust to that.
It's all okay. There ain't a drop of bad blood. It's all my love. You got all my love.
I feel like I learned a lot about life, and I learned a lot about, you know, about marriage and love and union. And I also learned a lot about my parents, and I was proud of them for how they handled it and how they seemed to come out on the other side happier, still fully functioning adults. And when you've lived so much life, it can be hard to start over, and I got to watch my parents do that, and it was a really inspiring and beautiful thing to see.
2 months since you got back, how have you been? Are you bored yet? The weather ain't been bad if you're in a masochistic pose.
I wonder if you could tell me kind of like when you hear a song like that, like Homesick with Sam Fender, what do you hear? And then tell me a little bit about how that song came about.
I think it's easy for a song like that just to sound like overly critical and to be like, why are you just in your town so hard, man? And when really it's like, it's this feeling of actually loving some of these things, these kind of like inconveniences or negative sides. That's totally how I feel about my hometown. Like, I would much rather be stuck in traffic on a one traffic light road than be stuck in traffic in any other city in the world. And the song, I wrote the song in the dead of winter, one of those like cold days where there's snow, but it's really just a layer of ice. And if you walk on it, your ankle will go through the ice and it'll like crunch your ankle up. And you just like start your car and get in the shower because it's going to take 50 minutes for it to warm up. Sorry, that's probably not very environmentally friendly, but I was really cold that day. And I wrote that song kind of just feeling left out of all these other people's lives. Like, all my friends were back at school or in their jobs, and I was still home, and I was thinking about, like, what am I doing here? So I wrote about things I was tired of, but also the things that were keeping me there.
I wanted to ask you, this is a side question, but I wanted to ask you about this new hairstyle you've got, the pigtails. Where is that from? Tell me about that.
I don't know. I think I was just like, I've had long hair for so long, and like, it's just so unpredictable. Like, at one moment I could look like Keanu Reeves, and the next moment I look like a scarecrow. And so I was like, I just need something that like stays in place. And I was doing the bun for a while. People started saying I looked like Lin-Manuel Miranda, which I don't take as an insult. But I think I'd like to carve my own space out. And so I started doing like the Willie Nelson braid. Mm. And then I started kind of going for the Post Malone French braids.
Ooh.
I've been really enjoying it. I don't know. It makes me look kind of crazy. Everyone has a friend that looks like me. And so I'm trying, everyone's like, hey, my friend looks like you. And then they'll show me a picture of like a raccoon. And so I was hoping to kind of give myself a more unique look.
I'm just going to wrap with saying, you know, you've been nominated for a 2023 Grammy. I heard that you are taking your mom with you. Is that right?
Yeah, we're in LA now. My mom is here. We're going to go to the Grammys together. She's loving it. She looks beautiful. My mom, my entire childhood was like, when you go to the Grammys, you got to take me. She made me promise. And the day I found out I got nominated, I called her and I was like, we're going to the Grammys. So she's out here. She's in a nice big suite. She's doing it all bougie. I'm treating her because she deserves it. Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks, and I saw your mom. She forgot that I existed, and it's half my fault. But I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I.
That is singer-songwriter Noah Kahan. Thank you so much. This has been such a pleasure chatting with you.
Thank you so much. I'm a huge fan of the show. We really appreciate it. So I thought that if I piled something good and all my bad, that I could cancel out the darkness I inherited from